Daniel Luedhardt, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Luedhardt, L-U-I-D-H-A-R-D-T. Date of birth is 12-18-1943. This is for date of service, 9-14-2022. Mr. Luedhardt is a 78-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. His diabetes is complicated by end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis 3 days per week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. He also has a history of pulmonary fibrosis, and he is on OFEV medication treatment for this. This condition is hereditary. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, hyperuricemia, and he has a left arm fistula. For his diabetes, he is on Novalin 7030, 15 units before breakfast and 20 units before supper. His last hemoglobin A1C is 6.7%. For breakfast, he eats Cheerios or another cereal. Lunch is usually a ham sandwich, and supper is usually a meat and vegetable. He exercises about 3 times per week, and he also lifts weights. He has retinopathy in his right eye. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7%. This is well-controlled. He denies any frequent episodes of hypoglycemia. We will recommend Novalin 7030, 15 units before breakfast and 20 units before supper. Next number, the patient checks his blood sugar at least 4 times per day. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Next number, apply for the Dexcom continuous glucose monitor instead of the Freestyle. Next number, the patient currently has the Freestyle but would like to try the Dexcom. His Freestyle target range is noted to be 91%. His average blood glucose after downloading the report was 119 milligrams per deciliter. Next number, for his end-stage renal disease, he is on hemodialysis 3 days per week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel and continue simvastatin 10 milligrams once daily. Next number, for his pulmonary fibrosis, he is followed by pulmonology for this, and he is on OFEV. This is a hereditary condition, and this is under control at this time with the current medication. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.